Today from the Ohio Newsroom, following Ohio's opioid settlement money. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Over the course of 18 years, Ohio and its communities are receiving about $2 billion from pharmaceutical companies to compensate for harm caused by opioids. Where is all that money going? Well, we want to find out. Today is the first day of a series we're calling our Settlement Story of the Month. Just like its name suggests, once a month we'll bring you a story about how this money is being spent, who's in charge of spending it, and whether it's making a difference. Today, we're starting with the basics with Taylor Wisner. She's a health reporter with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media, who's been following this story. So Taylor, $2 billion, that's a lot of money. In fact, it's more than most other states are getting. Where is it all coming from, and why is Ohio getting so much?
Right. The amount of money coming to the state is just massive. An estimated $2 billion over the next 18 years. That money is coming from pharmaceutical companies and pharmacy chains who were instrumental in the making, distributing, and sale of opioids. Ohio's attorney general and local governments independently sued these companies for their role in the opioid epidemic. And rather than going to court to prove they weren't aware that opioids were being improperly dispensed, companies like Cardinal Health, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and Walgreens settled.
Got it. So how is this money being distributed across the state? Who's actually getting it?
Ohio decided its settlement funds would be given out according to a unique plan it came up with called the One Ohio Plan. They basically will split the money so that 30% will go to local governments, 15% to the state, and the majority, 55%, will go to a statewide foundation called the One Ohio Recovery Foundation. Running it is a board made up of local government appointees, members of the legislature, and members from different communities across Ohio. So local communities, the state, and this foundation will get their allotted amounts each year, and they will independently determine who to give it to.
Some of this money is already starting to trickle into communities, although obviously there's a lot more to come. Are there any guidelines on how it has to be spent? How are we seeing communities use it so far?
Yeah, I'd say it's more than a trickle now. Local communities in Ohio have received more than $150 million of the funds already. Many have been slow to put it to use, while others have started spending it already. For example, we've seen some communities already set aside the money for buying equipment for their fire department, reimbursing for services that covered the cost of care for children taken into custody during the epidemic, and a plan to create a program to help people with convictions get jobs. The One Ohio Recovery Foundation is beginning its first round of grants this year and will allocate up to $51 million to Ohio-based nonprofits, for-profits, and government entities.
Okay. Well, Taylor, there are a lot of major news stories happening right now. I mean, it's an election year. Why is this story deserving of so much attention?
If you've paid attention to the opioid settlements at all, you've probably heard the tobacco settlements come up as a comparison. Back in the late 1990s, Ohio received about $10 billion over 25 years from settlements with tobacco companies. That money was meant to be used for tobacco prevention and cessation programs and public health initiatives. But over time, a big portion of that money was diverted to budgetary needs and other programs. So most of the national opioid settlements specify that states must spend at least 85% of their payouts to address the epidemic. However, a lack of transparency and enforcement is making it really difficult to see if communities are actually following the rules. So as a newsroom, we want to know, is the money being spent on evidence-based programs? Is that money really making a difference in the lives of those still in the throes of addiction?
Okay, Taylor Wisner from IdeaStream Public Media, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Our next Settlement Story of the Month will be coming to your airwaves in August. Stay tuned. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.